And now let's turn to some more analysis on a different topic. It's time for the Unger Report. Joining us, as he does every Monday, is our exceptional correspondent, Brian Unger. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Madeline.
Now, I know you were listening carefully to the 9/11 hearings last week, and among the revelations was the sometimes less than clear communication between federal agencies and their leadership.
That's right, Madeline. And because I hold a bachelor's degree in communications from Ohio University, I think I'm uniquely qualified to provide some analysis here and even propose some solutions to this pressing communication problem.
Ohio University?
Mm-hmm.
Just curious, what was your GPA, Brian?
Well, let's just say that I put the A in GPA. But I did learn from professors the many models of communication drawn on the chalkboard, diagramming the journey of a message, how it flows from its origin to its receiver, and the distortion or disruption in between.
Sounds intriguing. Now, applying the Unger expertise, which you yourself have called average, how would you characterize the federal government's pre-9/11 adherence to traditional models of communication studied in universities everywhere?
Well, I'm glad you're asking me. I am reminded of a quote from a one Strother Martin.
A professor of yours?
No, the prison captain in Cool Hand Luke.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
And, oh boy, Madeline, did we have a failure to communicate. In these hearings, we heard over and over how bad we are at getting the message, how the CIA, FBI, NSC, FAA, they all talk, but they don't listen.
And, in fact, we heard a lot of metaphors describing that failure to communicate. Mm-hmm. We didn't connect the dots.
Mm-hmm. Perfect way to say that we didn't listen to the messages. And then we heard how agencies are stovepiped, meaning that they lack the incentive to share messages. Or you heard this one, Madeline, we didn't shake the trees, implying we, you know, failed to even see the messages.
And someone's hair was on fire.
Yes.
In all, a broken system of communication.
Indeed. And one that was, in the words of CIA Director George Tenet, blinking red. A system clogged with dozens of messages from as far back as 98. Messages like, Bin Laden threatened to attack U.S. aircraft. Bin Laden plans for reprisals against U.S. targets, possibly in U.S. Bin Laden determined to strike in the U.S. Islamic extremist learns to fly. Bin Laden threats are real.
All, Brian, actual titles of pre-9/11 memos revealed in those hearings.
Yes, and what agencies of the government said in memos was not what was heard, which leads me to believe that what our government really needs is therapy.
Therapy?
Yeah. Our government needs Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil?
Madeline, we are a nation of bad communicators and terrible listeners. It's why we fight with our spouses, why our parents drive us nuts. On a national level, it can be catastrophic.
How then, Brian, on a national level, can agencies become better communicators?
Well, applying my Bachelor's of Science degree in communications from Ohio University, I propose this, that this be the mission of the Federal Communications Commission. You know, getting the federal government to communicate with itself. But practically, I do have a solution. I advocate some kind of testing at the federal level. After each memo is issued, bureaucratic administrators and members of Congress stop, pick up their number two pencils, and take a standardized comprehension test to ensure that they're getting the message, that they're listening. It's a new national effort I'm calling Leave No Bureaucrat Behind. What do you think?
I'm sorry, Brian, I wasn't listening. Oh. Anyway, thanks for coming in.
Sure.
Thanks a lot. Analysis and understanding from Day to Day's Brian Unger, and you can hear all of the Unger reports if you're actually listening at our website, npr.org. I'm Madeline Brand.